won't stand the test of time. Unemployment and a rising rate of crime. Will you stay or will you go? When the time comes, you will have to know. But you're gonna stand and fight for your race. When the storm breaks, which way will you go? When the storm breaks, you will have to know. When the storm breaks, what you gonna do? When the storm breaks, can we count on you? Predictable is what I will say to you. Did you listen? No, you laugh like a pack of fools. Now you can see what fools you were. You had the chance, but you blew it. Now you're gonna face the storm and fight it. When the storm breaks, which way will you go? When the storm breaks, do you want to know? When the storm breaks, what you gonna do? When the storm breaks, can we count on you? All the papers, the radio and TV, never known men tell the truth to me. Only there to brainwash you their way. Gotta learn to ignore them every day.
All right, we are back. Second hour, Timmy. Remember to support the network, folks, if you can. You know, things have been looking pretty rough over there, and if you got the means to do it, do it. All right. So back to this state of the nation. Why does no other country on earth have mass shootings like the USA? Because every violent mass casualty event, I would say most, I'm not saying every, is carried out as a U.S. government-directed false flag operation and national psyop designed to ultimately strip the American people of their right to keep and bear arms. That's why. So paramount importance to understand that the U.S. federal government under Manchurian candidate Barack Hussein Obama approved legislation that granted the power to the Department of Defense to conduct black ops against the American people and then to disseminate the wholly fabricated propaganda associated with those false flag attacks. In other words, the Obama administration unconstitutionally codified the illicit authority slash power to murder and harm the U.S. citizenry, effectively committing treason against the American Republic. I would say he just put it on steroids. It was already there. Look at 9/11 under the previous administration. Look at all the goofy stuff under Reagan and then Bush and then, oh, Billy, Slick Willie, for 8 years. So this has been building and building for many, many decades. In this way, the government traitors themselves wrongfully legalized their treason, perpetrated as unrelentingly violent and physical psychological warfare against the body politic. Okay. So it gets into these, a bunch of these assassinations, history of single shooter mass shootings in the United States. And then it gets into, it goes through a bunch of this stuff. At the end of the day, who's to blame? It's only American people who are to blame for the nonstop series of mass shootings across the USA, both real and fake, both hybrids and hoaxes. For it's their willful ignorance and deep denial and refusal to confront the enemy within that permits the dark side to perpetuate their stealthy, perfidious strategies. Why wouldn't the globalist perps roll them out one after another, year after year, decade after decade? It's worked so well for them up to this very day. And you got to, you know, even though more and more people are getting hip to it, it's not enough to reach critical mass, okay? And then it goes, it gets into a bunch of these different ones, but then there's a couple links within the article. So the Uvalde, Texas school shooting is a complete and total hoax. Now, look, I'm not saying it's a hoax, but what I'm saying is very, very smelly. And I'm not saying nobody died, but I'm not saying anybody died either. Then one person says, no one died at the Texas school except maybe the disturbed trans kid in the parking lot. He never got into the school because security's way too tight for anyone to slip through. I don't know. You know, a lot of people make these kind of declarations, and they're 1,000 miles away or 2,000 miles away or whatever. Very, very, you know, people get this know-it-all complex when you're looking at these events. And I talked about these kind of events where something could have been live on the location and actually happened. But they have an entire fake creation scenario of film, actors, and so forth to present to us. And then, therefore, we're all sitting there, oh, it's a freaking hoax. You can't see? Look at this guy. Look at this. Look at how he did this. Look at this car. Look at this sticker on this car. You can't see that it's a hoax? Well, guess what? Don't you understand that somebody could do a hoax, film a hoax, and then put it out to the freaking communist news network and all the local news, and the next thing you know, they ran a real mass murder. It could have been a cult ritual sacrifice going on in there had a bunch of Satanists in there, you know, slitting kids' throats. Who knows? But they give us fake footage. And so, therefore, we're all sitting here, you know, oh, my God, this footage is crazy, blah, 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 blah. And then next thing you know, the real footage was never produced. There is no real footage. They did this stuff and some really, really evil stuff. We got a couple callers that broke into the program. Hijacker, go ahead, man. What's on your mind?
Oh, you're going to like this one, Robert. But this is this comes from Dude Guy. He's a co-host with Deacon John over on Revolution Radio. Anyways, this is his theory, and this is a really good one. This is like the mother of all conspiracies. So he says you got to take it from the point of origin. What are we dealing with? We're dealing with a border town, 60 miles mm-hmm. from the border. He says the cartels are involved, the CIA, what this was supposed to be. They recruited this kid. The cartels are always recruiting Hispanics that are across the border that they can work with. Sure. They knew he was a throwaway. They said, look, keep your Wendy's job as cover. You're going to be one of the cartel members. That's where he got the cash, was able to buy all these high-end weapons. He had a couple of handlers. And so when the day that it was established, which was the last day of school, so the next day wouldn't have worked. That was the last day of school. His handlers got him, got the pickup truck, probably shot the grandmother in the face, whether he was around or not. Took him to the school. They got dropped off at the back. He didn't know how to drive. They said, drive around the front. We'll open up the front for you. And then you bring the duffel bag in and the guns, and we'll go ahead and run this operation according to how the cartel's talking about, which, by the way, the school is full of Border Patrol agents, kids. The school is 600 kids. And so the kid drove around to the front. Only got a couple of magazines out of the duffel bag, which, by the way, now you would know this because you're a former Marine, but I don't know what the weight of a 20 of AR bullets weighs.
30-round clip, probably, yeah.
Right, 30-round. So he had 58 of them.
No way. Ain't no way.
58 was in the duffel bag, yeah. He didn't take the duffel bag. He started shooting. He wrecked the pickup truck, probably because he didn't know how to drive it. In the first 10, 12 minutes, the kid starts shooting at funerals. He starts shooting. The two handlers come through thinking, okay, now we're going to let him in. And then the one handler says to the other, Frank, the kid's gone nuts. He's having a gun battle out with nobody out in the front. And anyways, I think those guys, I think they cleared out. They said, this is the police are showing up. The parents are showing up. We're out of here. They took off. Then the kid went in. Whether he killed a lot of people or not, I don't know where all the air ambulances were. I didn't see any choppers where the ambulance were. But Dugay's theory is that the cartel, in working with the CIA, they took this kid. It was supposed to be a big event, and they weren't going to kill just a 20, Robert. This was supposed to go down as like the biggest mass murder of all. You're talking 150 children. That was the target. Dugay, furthermore, he thinks it was supposed to be a hostage operation, which was going to bleed over day after day until it ran up against the NRA convention. And so this thing that we didn't dodge a bullet because supposedly 19 kids got killed, but this was supposed to be the mother of all school shootings, Robert. And you can get that stuff.
That's plausible. Guy. That's a pretty plausible scenario. But I, as I mentioned with the stuff earlier with Salvadorians and MS-13 types, and you right. know, all these guys are managed by the Spooks, and so yeah, it's very suspect, and the way that the sports world and the rest of them lockstepped up and just. I mean, it's like Sandy Hook on steroids, to where it's just so disgusting. Steve Kerr and Stephen A. Smith,
right?
The San Francisco Giants manager who's not going to go out for the national anthem. I mean, it's just so sick. I was
right,
watching.
And then the other thing,
like, well, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, well, no, the yeah. other thing he says that in those border towns, it is so porous, and the cartel. It's got so many people compromised. I mean, half the Border Patrol agents, they're taking the cash. The other ones are trying to do their job. So a lot of those cops would be corrupted. But the target of the school, with all the Border Patrol agents, children there, but also the guy that was at the barbershop that got the text from his wife, who was a school teacher, who had children there, he grabbed the barber shotgun, he grabbed a few guys. They interrupted the operation. Anyways, the whole thing went sideways, and now we got what we got. But I just thought that was such a good theory that hit yeah. all the different data points that you would appreciate on your show.
Yeah, yeah, but, sure. I mean, there's some plausible stuff there, especially due to the fact with this going all the way back to Fast and Furious with Holder and Obama and this wide-open border and – you know, the laundering of the money through the banks. I got a Rappaport article about that. Really good kind of it makes some good connections just with the fact that, you know, these gangs, the way that they in the cartels, especially though, the way they launder money through the big banks, and so they're all managed by the intelligence agencies, and this was a real anti-Second Amendment, you know, power grab here. And
right. Well, just think about this, Robert. If the duffel bag, and they say it was 58 or 56 clips, if that was true, that's over what, at 30 clips, to, 20 times 50 is over 1,000 rounds. So imagine us talking today, and 162 children were slaughtered in that school. Imagine our country right now, mandatory, turning your guns by Monday morning. I mean, we could be, this thing was supposed to be the big enchilada, and something went wrong. Praise God that it didn't go worse than what it already did. Anyways, Robert, I don't want to keep you because you always got important stuff. Yeah. Thanks so much. It was a great show already. Bye-bye.
All right. See ya. So very good points there, and there's very, very, very good hypothesis. And I'll just move on. Miles in Maine, what's on your mind, Miles?
Hey, good. Great call there by Hijacker again, and excellent show, Robert. You raised so many excellent subjects. And who knows, maybe this shooting ordeal is a way to take the focus off Ukraine. I don't know, but yeah, to me it sounds like Lee Greenwood, I guess he's not really proud to be an American if he's not going to stand up for the Second Amendment.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Greg Abbott didn't come to the thing. You know, look, like I said earlier, man, no matter how many of these operations that they run, let's say the whole thing was organic and there was no intelligence, no cartel activity, blah, 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 no corruption at all. This kid was just a tranny that went off the deep end and went into, you know, some of his friends allegedly are on saying that he killed animals and he liked to try to bully people and all this other strange stuff. You know, whenever you see this anecdotal stuff surrounding one of these incidents, it's interesting to try to kind of assemble it all and take a look, to get a feel, but deep in my gut, like I talked about statistics, you know, the Sandy Hook Promise stuff drops 3 days before 3 days after, it's the NRA convention. Then you had Jacinda Ardern over there speaking at Harvard. All these things in close proximity. Statistically, I would say it's impossible for all these things to be grouped together, this sort of web of ties without some sort of an orchestration.
You know, the only thing I can say about this situation here is that I wish the woman that got arrested and climbed the fence, I wish she was representing us in Congress.
Yeah, and I hear you.
As far as this baseball stuff, I mean, why is anybody watching any professional sports, football, baseball, basketball? Why is anybody? They clearly come out on the wrong side of things all the time. They use this now for a platform. I mean, we should just totally, you know, we should just totally be out done with that. And I mean, if these guys, how come these guys aren't out here saying we're going to protest the gas prices for lower class, middle class Americans, you know, and it's killing manufacturing or whatever? You know what I mean? Why aren't they out there protesting any of that? And, you know, I wanted to get your opinion on this. You know, what do you think, Robert, the chances are that, you know, we're sending all this fuel to the Ukraine and to that region because Russia's not selling them, or not, you know, Russia says they say they won't sell to them, any of these nations. And what's the chances you think some of this, you know, petroleum and things like that are just heading over there? Because if you remember when Trump was president, remember when gas, when he drove the prices down by the opening up the pipelines and that, and then Trump bought the glut that was on the market, remember that, for the strategic reserves?
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden everything's gone, and they had low gas prices for, what, a weekend or something? and they used everything up, and Trump stuff too? I mean, it's...
Well, a lot of people are looking at how we've sent all this weapon systems over into that area. The Stinger missiles aren't going to have any hardly online until 2026, all these Javelins and so forth. So basically we've depleted a lot of this stuff from our stockpile into the Ukraine, but then we're leaving ourselves open to what a lot of people think is a Russian-Chinese hybrid attack on the United States, continental U.S. Yeah.
Yeah, we're leaving ourselves open. But you know what's interesting is before that stuff even is getting into play, Russia's knocking it right out senseless.
Allegedly. You know, hell, the thing is really what you believe about what Russia's doing, and then what our own Democratic Party and our uniparty with, you know, the Kinzinger Cheney type Republicans and the McConnells as well. But what they're doing, because there's all these reports. Well, hell, look at the Afghanistan debacle with leaving all these weapons. And then, you know, look at also this whole black market kind of angle, to where when we move all these various weapons into the theater over there in the Ukraine, that somehow they all disappear and go right onto the black market. Well, what if our own treasonous cabal here, like I said last week, is basically sending arms and weapon systems overseas in order for them to purposefully be used on us later when we get attacked?
That's a good
because
point.
This is how insidiously treasonous the international communists are within our power structure, because they want the United States to be attacked by other fellow travelers within the Communist International, which is, you know, Russia very well could be playing possum here on us and still be, as John Birchers and what's his name, J.R. Nyquist, and some of these people still believe that Russia is playing perestroika deception on us and is eventually going to hit us.
I think that may have been at some point, but I think now Russia, in the past 15, maybe 20 years, has absolutely turned the corner, and that may have been the strategic plan at that time.
Yeah.
And, you know, an interesting reference to that, and you can still get it as Project Vampire Killer 2000 by Jack McLamb. You can still pick that up on the internet, and it's still extremely interesting.
Well, okay, let's say Russia has and legitimately, and Putin's not under the control of like the Lubavitchers or whoever. And let's say he is really the guy that is trying to stand against this Western cabal. Regardless, one of these days he's going to have to strike the Western cabal anyway, due to the fact that pushing him, and they have a different view of nuclear warfare. It's within their, you know, accepted, I would say, methodologies to look at all the room they have built into fortifications for their population while we're all sitting out here in the breeze.
I mean, exactly.
You know, they've got, yeah, our leaders really care about us. That's why we have nowhere to go in case of a nuclear strike, where like 80% of the Russian population, they all do drills and they all have places with, you know, within shelters and so forth. So,
yeah,
I was really thinking about this over the last week about Babylon prophecies in the Bible and Babylon's sudden fall and be torched within a very, very short time period. And it really, really, you know, and a lot of people that really get into the prophecies in the Bible and stuff really look at America as this latter-day Babylon. And it's very, very interesting due to the fact that we might very well get vaporized very, very quick here in some sort of sudden collapse scenario, and the next thing you know, it's goodbye U.S. of A. So we've aborted all these millions of freaking kids, and I mean all the evil that this gang that calls itself a government in D.C. has done around the world, with assassinations and the right, you know, decapitating regimes, and you know, very, very evil stuff that's been done in the name of the United States government by this cabal. And so very, very wicked. And so if judgment does come, I won't be very surprised.
I have to agree with you 100%. It's just ridiculous. I mean, this, you know, nobody looks forward to seeing us anymore. We're not the good guys in the white hat anymore.
Right, right, right.
We've every aspect of the, you know, our, you know, authoritarian state has been. Yeah.
Well, I mean, think about this. We claim to be this shining city on the hill, and then we've propped up every kind of tin pot thug, dictator, scumbag around the world just so our corporations can reap and sow in these people's countries. And you know, it's tough, you know, really looking at this with an honest kind of analysis and being like, you know, there's still a lot of good here and there's still a lot of good-hearted people and so forth, but we've been taken over by a real bunch of turds, and these guys have really just wiped their selves all over the name of the country, to where now, you know, like, people don't want to see us when we're out traveling like they used to. You know, everybody used to love Americans and blah, blah, blah. And now they know it's one big stinking paper tiger that pushes people around and doesn't, you know, one big hypocritical paper tiger, you know. And that's what really sucks to watch, the disintegration of the country.
Hey, Robert, I don't want to take up all your time, but you are the king on Sunday nights, and thanks for a great show again.
All right. Well, you take care, and I appreciate it. And here's one for you, and you'll love this one. Christians for Truth, pro-abortion Jewish Senator Chuck Schumer supports anti-abortion group in Israel. Okay? So this is from a couple weeks ago. So this is what's so crazy. He's the most rabid baby killer. I mean, these guys want to kill babies after they're born, the whole nine. So Jewish U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer is now leading the charge to vote on codifying Roe versus Wade, making it the law of the land. In light of his zeal for abortion rights for American women, a.k.a. Goyish women, we are republishing an article we ran in 2020 showing just what a hypocrite he is on the issue. And this is from Mondo Weiss. Chuck Schumer, one of the most rabid and wavering pro-abortion advocates in the U.S. Senate, has managed to avoid any scrutiny in the mainstream media for his support for EFRAT, an anti-abortion group for Jewish women in Israel. An Israeli anti-abortion group is reaching out to Christian Zionists and pro-choice advocates in the United States in an effort to increase the state's Jewish population. American Friends of EFRAT, the U.S.-based fundraising arm of EFRAT, is an Israeli anti-abortion group with hundreds of volunteers that counsel Jewish women against abortion and provide support for the first year of the child's life. While in U.S. pro-life discourse focuses on morality, the American Friends of EFRAT looks at abortion from a demographics perspective. Their advertisement for the Committee to Rescue Israeli Babies, CRIB program, Friends of EFRAT's only project, markets on what they call an inner aliyah, or the increasing Israel's Jewish population, not by flying in new immigrants, but by pumping up the birth rate via anti-abortion counseling and substances. Though EFRAT only assists women in Israel, the group has garnered support from inside the Beltway through its American partner. Senator Chuck Schumer, a noted pro-choice champion who has used the issue of abortion to secure his New York Senate seat, attended the 30th anniversary gala for EFRAT. Schumer's been lauded by Planned Parenthood, who called him a hero with 100% pro-choice, pro-family planning voting record. But in 2007, Schumer put his pro-choice position aside and joined his anti-abortion foes at the celebration. American Friends of EFRAT pulls from mainstream foundations, including matching donations from Deutsche Bank, Goldman Sachs Foundation, and the Prudential Foundation. But the heftiest sums come from the Jewish community. Despite the fact that 89% of American Jews support abortion rights here in the U.S., the Federation Foundation of Greater Philadelphia sent the group $100,000 in 2004 and 2006, while the Jewish Community Foundation of the Jewish Federation of Greater L.A. gave all this money, blah, 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 blah. The leaven of the... So let's see. And they say, because we need babies so there are more Jews and so there are more Israeli soldiers so we can defend the land and continue the occupation. The leaven of the Jewish Pharisees was their hypocrisy. And that age-old truth continues today, just as another Jewish canard that even the Pope is now insisting is merely an anti-Semitic trope. If the mainstream media weren't completely dominated by Jewish interests, this story about Schumer's hypocrisy would have been front-page news when it first appeared. But then again, claiming that the Jews control the media is a conspiracy theory that Schumer would like to make a jailable offense. And even though the story also proves Schumer does indeed have dual loyalties, to even discuss these facts is pure anti-Semitism, according to the ADL. Clearly, this hypocrisy goes beyond the treacherous Chuck Schumer and extends to the pro-abortion Jewish population in general, which provides a substantial amount of financial support for this program. Abort your babies, Goyim. It's your right. You go, girl. But every Jewish baby is sacred. See, this is where we're at with modern-day everything coming from the entire Democratic Party and a good swath of the Republican Party, your McConnells, your Romneys, your Cheneys, your Kinzingers, all these type of people. And so that's the Uniparty. And they're all going to go together. McConnell's already wavering on gun rights, it seems. We're already seeing rumblings of that. So maybe the hijacker and his co-hosts... hypothesis was right, where there was supposed to be a lot more people killed than just the ones that were allegedly. We'll see. Have to see how this fleshes out. We'll see you guys on the other side of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Worships a beast, nothing but air in his head. A piss in your eyes, peddling lies, selling ideas of the dead. He's out there every single morning, talking about his new day that is dawning. Oh no, here comes a commie, red star on his breath. Oh no, here comes a commie, why'd you give it a risk? He hates his land, has his own plan, bring it all down to the ground. Confuse you with lies, install his spies, bring our destruction around. He wants to see our nations dying, his desire's for a red flag flying. Oh no, here comes a commie, red star on his breast. Oh no, here comes a commie, why'd you give it a risk?
All right, we're back. Continuing on radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Let me see here. This was from Marx and Satan. Okay. Moses Hess's false Zionism. Okay. The man who converted Marx and Engels to the socialist ideal. There's a tombstone in Israel inscribed with the words Moses Hess, founder of the German Social Democrat Party. Hess expounds his beliefs in the Red Catechism for the German people. What is black? Black is the clergy. These theologians are the worst aristocrats. The clergyman teaches the princes to oppress the people in the name of God. Secondly, he teaches the people to allow themselves to be oppressed and exploited in God's name. Thirdly, and principally, he provides for himself, with God's help, a splendid life on earth, while the people are advised to wait for heaven. The red flag symbolizes the permanent revolution until the completed victory of the working classes in all civilized countries, the Red Republic. The socialist revolution is my religion. The workers, when they have conquered one country, must help their brethren in the rest of the world. Okay? So you have to realize this thing, it's not moving anywhere. Every Jew has the making of a Messiah in himself. Every Jewess, that of a Mater Dolorosa in herself. Interesting, huh? All right. Now, let me see. I want to get to this. Mr. Producer, get clip 15 ready. This is Joe Rogan. This is a very short clip. It's the one embedded in the article there. And hopefully with people like that, with quite a few million listeners, we can have cooler heads prevail with this operation that just went down. Go ahead and roll 15.
I wrote this thing once that I said this country has a mental health problem disguised as a gun problem, and that's what it is. It's there's so many guns. There's more guns than there are people. It's not a. I don't think it's a gun situation, and I don't think you can change the fact that there's. And I don't think it's wise to take the guns away from the people and leave all the power to the government. We see how they are, even with an armed populace, they still have a tendency towards totalitarianism, and the more increased power and control you have over people, the easier it is for them to do what they do. And there's a natural inclination when you're a person in power to try to hold more power and acquire more power. And there's never an inclination to give more power back to the people, to give more freedoms back to the people. Freedoms lost are rarely regained.
All right, you can stop that one. Let's see. Let's talk about Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson of North Carolina. Mr. Producer, this is clip 6. This is him at the NRA convention. Big old black guy, first Republican, black Republican that high in office or something in North Carolina. Real rising star in the GOP. Let's listen to him, clip 6.
Get your pencils out, lick them, and get ready to write this down. It is not going to happen. We are not going to go off into that good night without standing up for our rights. It's time for the law-abiding American patriot in this nation to stand up and say, hell no, we will not go, and you will not take them, and we will continue to stand strong for what we know is right. We will protect ourselves. We will protect our children.
All right, and let's get clip 8 ready. This is Trump at the NRA. This is part of his speech. And, you know, Trump has been kind of all over the place with gun rights since his administration with the red flag stuff after one of these other incidents. What was it, Nicholas Cruz, maybe? Parkland, it probably was Parkland, I'm saying, which is another highly questionable one. There are a lot of parallels with Parkland and Sandy Hook with Uvalde. But let's listen to the former President Trump. Let's go ahead and roll that one.
Who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. But there ain't no doubt.
Hey, Mr. Producer. Got it. You got it forwarded to that part that I needed it. Yeah. But that was Lee Greenwood. So Trump, anyway, just let me know when you got it. So Lee Greenwood backs out. Okay. Abbott backs out. Don McLean backs out. And then Trump, he goes on to the NRA speech. And then he still plays Lee Greenwood. I don't understand that one at all. But all right, so he's ready. Go ahead and play it.
Let's not pretend that those on the left are just talking about limiting one class of gun or one category of ammunition. You know they're not doing that. We all know they want total gun confiscation. You know that. This would be a first step. Once they get the first step, they'll take the second step, the third, the fourth, and then you'll have a whole different look at the Second Amendment, which is, by the way, totally under siege. But we stopped it for 4 years. We stopped it. And you've got to stop it. You've got to stop it. But even if every decent and honest American gave up their guns, the criminals would never give up theirs, and they never will. They're never going to give up theirs. They would wreak havoc like never before in our country. The fact is, there will always be sick and demonic souls who wish to harm the innocent and see malice triumph over good. Gonna have that. But the existence of evil in our world is not a reason to disarm law-abiding citizens who know how to use their weapon and can protect a lot of people. The existence of evil is one of the very best reasons to arm law-abiding citizens.
All right, you can stop it there. And then if you really want to get into some of the founders of the country, if it's still there, and I'll look when I get a chance, it was under SaveTheGuns.com or .org, where you can really get into, a bunch of the founders and all their quotes. And it's a really good place to where it's all compiled. Now, I wanted to get this one in. This is Catherine Austin Fitz. Mr. Producer, if you play clip 10, just get that one ready. This is only a minute and something, but she really, really sums it up well, and it's about what's going on at Davos. All of these traitors, scum, people that want to dominate mankind and basically want to liquidate a large swath of us. Remember the Deagle 2025 projections. We're in mid-2022 now. Look how fast we are just marching towards the high possibility that there's going to be something here. We can see it building with all these different irons in the fire that they've got, the gun stuff, the quacks, the track scene, the collapse, the famine, the war. I mean, they've got the four horsemen of the apocalypse here coming our way, and then the big one, the last one is mass death, the putrid green final rider. Let's go ahead and listen to clip 10.
Of Central Bank explained that with CBDC as a replacement or a digital currency, they can make the rules of how the currency is used, and they can enforce the rules centrally. Let that sit in, centrally. So one great activist said that the implementation of the passports is the end of human liberty in the West, and that is in fact true if we let this control grid go in. Robert F. Kennedy says you can't stop tyranny by complying. And so what I ask you, we cannot comply with the mandates. We cannot comply with the passports. We cannot comply with any part of a financial control grid, whether they, you know, they change the name from passports and do it with biometrics and ID, whichever way they do it. So this is the fight for freedom and liberty. And what I will tell you again as an investment advisor, most of our wealth in the West comes from the benefits of freedom. And when you give away freedom, you give away anything. When the World Economic Forum says it's 2030 and you have no assets and you're happy, what I hear is it's 2030, we have stripped you of your assets, which may include stripping you of your children, and you're mind controlled. Ladies and gentlemen, don't let that happen.
Yeah, you'll own nothing to be happy. You're stripped of your assets, and then you got a chip in your brain like Harari and Schwab and them, and it's programming you while you're laying in squalor to say, "Hey, I'm in a palace. I'm having a great time." Like, you know, like the guy from The Matrix. I know this steak's not real, but it tastes damn good, or whatever he says. This is from No More Fake News. Hideous liars lying about guns. What people don't want to know, are too naive to believe and are too scared to say. After a shooting spree, they always want to take the guns away from the people who did not do it. I'm sure as hell wouldn't want to live in a society where the only people allowed guns are the police and the military, and don't forget the criminal class. The gun is a simple invention, folks. It's not going away. And so for them to say, oh, we're just going to outlaw them, that's ridiculous. We're looking at a grotesque con here, a hustle, and the predatory politicians lying about guns know they're lying. They're disgusting, repulsive. Sane people can smell the stench rising from miles away. Unfortunately, we've got a bunch of insane people that are living amongst us. But back to the article. First of all, 99% of the people who own guns, I don't care what kinds of guns, don't shoot other people. They don't. So a legitimate politician who has eyes to see and is honest, there are a few who would say this. I'm going to show you where most of the gun crimes in America are committed. I'm talking about murder. I'm talking about wounding. I'm talking about armed robberies. And I'm also talking about places where the residents live under constant daily fear of people shooting guns. This would clear the air. It would also put mass spree shootings in proper perspective, since they account for only a fraction of ongoing chronic gun crimes. So on a map, what areas do you think this honest politician would circle? Where are the most of the gun crimes being committed? Not because the guns are going off by themselves, but because actual people are shooting them. And I heard Joy Reid and all these people blaming, the guns killed these people. I assume you know inner cities, St. Louis, Chicago, Philadelphia, Indianapolis, etc. Who are the people doing most of the shooting in those cities? Gangs. Which people in those cities are putting residents under the most fear on a day-to-day basis? Gang members. So here's a unique idea. Go after the people shooting the guns. Don't jabber about taking the guns away from everybody. That's what the predatory leaders are doing. And they know that won't solve the situation. They know, which means they don't really want to stop the shooting and the killing and the wounding. But the gangs are immune. They have privilege for several reasons. One of those reasons is, according to media and most of the government, law enforcement may not go after groups of black men. That's it, in a nutshell. Doesn't matter that those groups of black men are gangs who are responsible for an extraordinary number of gun crimes. And you can say in certain areas it's a lot of Latinos, too, in L.A. Here's a bonus fact. What else do gangs do that is destroying many, many lives every day? They distribute and sell killer street drugs for drug cartels, crack, meth, fentanyl. What do the cartels do with the massive amounts of money they make? For one thing, they wash it through the banks. This is called a clue, my friends, a clue as to why gangs are protected. They're good for business, big business. BLM, which has been funded with major white money, has functioned as a front for the cartels and the banks, in the sense that BLM has completely diverted the American people from thinking about ongoing gun violence and massive drug trafficking operated by cartel agents, the gangs, and instead has pressured millions of people to focus on cops killing black people. If you care to, you can look up the statistics on how many black people cops kill versus how many black people black gangs kill. But of course, BLM will tell you these comparative numbers don't matter at all. Just mentioning them is an act of systemic racism. Sure it is, right, of course. In reality, some black lives matter more than others. The innocent black people who are robbed at gunpoint, wounded and killed by bullets, held in fear of violence in their own neighborhoods, they matter less than black gang members who are doing the robbing and wounding and killing and selling their killer drugs and owning the neighborhoods and filling those neighborhoods with fear. Consider this scenario. A very large corporation has been shoveling funds to BLM. That corporation is operating on a very slim profit margins. In fact, it's heading right into the red. It has to take out a huge loan. What kind of money could it reach for if it quietly wants to obtain the best possible terms? Drug money. Connect the dots. Who protects that drug money? BLM. It does it by protecting the gang traffickers. It does that by focusing Americans on violence committed by cops instead of gangs. Who knows, in the world we're living in, you might be working for a corporation that's floating on drug money, or even a company that was launched by a cartel laundering its money. These companies are all over the place. Criminal organizations start them all the time. The companies are brought to you by gangs with guns on the ground in major cities who are wounding and killing and robbing people and doing the grunt work of distributing and selling the drugs that make the big drug money for the cartels, who use that money to launch legitimate companies. This is also culture. Get rich or die trying, from 50 Cent. The kids love it. Let me boil this all down by representing an presenting an imaginary congressional hearing in which an ex-BLM member spills the beans. Why'd you leave BLM? Because I saw what it was really doing. And what's that? BLM is making it socially and politically impossible for law enforcement to go after black gangs who are shooting black people in inner cities. And BLM is essentially controlling public perception, making the public see only the instances where white cops kill black people. I see. So that means that the gangs are given a free pass, and the gangs are killing far more people than cops do. It isn't even close. But that's not all. Aside from shooting and killing black people, the gangs are selling and distributing drugs for the Mexican cartels, and who I'm going to interject, are managed by the intelligence agencies, making huge money for the cartels. The cartels wash that money in banks. Wait a minute. We aren't here today to talk about banks. Oh, yes, we are. BLM is by proxy working for those banks. The banks need the gangs to stay free of major prosecution because the gangs make money for the cartels, and the cartels wash that money in banks. Stop right there. No, I won't. You people say that you want to stop gun violence in America, but you won't lift a finger to bring RICO cases against the biggest source of gun violence in America, the gangs, and I'm telling you why you won't. And it's a pretty good article, and it's pretty neat. Let me get this one in. This is flying around on YouTube and BitChute. If you'd get clip 5 ready, Mr. Producer. This is from a rapper back in 2013 named Dr. Creep. Go ahead and roll clip 5.
They always start with a gun store. Real powerful store.
Pandemic dreams. We had the deep black death, smallpox mutated disease. The past tense on the plague of bad things couldn't be eradicated like small 2020 combined with coronavirus. Body stacking 2020 combined with coronavirus. Body stacking 2020 combined with coronavirus. Body stacking.
The world is now at the spot.
Well, about what? Almost 9 years ago, 2020 combined with coronavirus, body stacking, this rapper, who was also involved in some other things, came out with that lyric. Very, very interesting. And I wanted to get a couple more articles in here. Gateway Pundit. Radical left group releases plans to blockade the Supreme Court over Roe versus Wade. Much worse than January 6th protesters' actions placing them in the D.C. gulag for years. So you'll see the double standard of D.C. Jurisprudence, to where anybody that's on the traditional kind of American pie right, you are a top Nazi terrorist, to where the left-wing baby killer crowd, they'll get a free pass. This one kind of feeds into the active shooter. 16 injured at New York Barclays Center in a stampede prompted by false alarm about an active shooter. Okay. The incident took place at approximately 1:05 a.m. during the Gervonta Davis Rolando Romero boxing match. New York City PD spokesman said that someone yelled about a shot being fired, and the crowd began attempting to flee everywhere. So now you've got, it's in the psyche of the cattle. Active shooter. It's just going to, I think it's, unfortunately, I hope it doesn't, but I think it's going to accelerate. Man in custody after one person killed 7 injured in Oklahoma festival shooting. Okay. In Eastern Oklahoma. Now here's an interesting one. Thieves steal $2 million gold and jeweled tabernacle from the Brooklyn Catholic Church and behead one of the angels inside. So, you know, the tabernacle for all the non-Catholic folks is where they hold, that's where they hold the Eucharist or the host that they give people for communion. St. Augustine Roman Catholic Church in Brooklyn, New York this week. The tabernacle dates back to the 1890s. Okay. And it was full of, you know, it was made out of gold and jewels and so forth. Unknown number of thieves stole a tabernacle between Thursday night and Saturday from the church on 6th Avenue in Brooklyn. Adding to reports of damage to Catholic churches nationally, St. Bartholomew the Apostle in Katy, Texas, was reported that its tabernacle was stolen 2 weeks ago. So on top of the money that these things are worth, they also hold the hosts. And if you get into studying organized Satanism, they do things to the Catholic hosts in their ceremonies. They actually take these things and they cut them into triangles and they dye them black. And this is what they feed their satanic coven members during their satanic ceremonies. So they deface, degrade, destroy the communion host, and they make a black triangle satanic hosts out of them. And you can read about, I mean, there's a whole bunch of things in history about things that people have done to these Eucharist hosts over the years. So very interesting reading if you ever want to get into that. News Punch: New Zealand Prime Minister demands censorship of Americans and repeal of the Second Amendment. So she called on big tech companies. She comes into my country and she's telling these companies to censor us, and she's telling the freaking Sleepy Joe to repeal the Second Amendment. I mean, just, we knew we needed significant gun reform. And see, that was after the Quentin Tarantino, New Zealand mosque shooting, which is highly dubious and questionable. That was also streamed over Facebook, I believe, or whatever. Really, really sick, you know, that these people are going to come into our country and tell us what we need to do. Now, look, we've been doing this to other countries forever, but it's really, really to see it finally starting to happen here in our own land, these people coming to tell us what to do with our laws. Mysterious chemical in Earth's atmosphere is causing sudden rise in heart problems, scientists claim. So they've detected a new extremely reactive chemical in the Earth's atmosphere that they claim has caused a sudden rise in heart problems over the last 2 years. Yeah, it's called the genetic sabotage injections, you jerks. Researchers from the University of Copenhagen claim that trioxides, chemical compounds with three oxygen atoms attached to each other, are formed under atmospheric conditions. Trioxides are more reactive than peroxides, which have two oxygen atoms, make them highly reactive and explosive. Oh, hey, whatever they can say to cover up for these vaccine deaths. All right, folks, hope you enjoyed it. I got so much that I didn't even get to. It's just overload these days. And so we'll see, y'all. We'll see what happens within the next week. Hopefully we don't have to talk about another incident. Sam, thanks for everything. Appreciate it.
Iron race of atomic supermen. Together we'll conquer the universe.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.